afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing? Welcome from around the world or in the chat room or on the phone. I'm so glad that you're here, and welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Hello on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the website is theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open, and we don't have a moderator today, so just go in, and I mean, if some of the other psychics come in, please help. I appreciate that, because time to time we will have other guest psychics joining the show just to share their experiences and their gifts. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to our website, right side of the page, just scroll to Psychic Readings. Readings are done Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. We can accommodate your time frame, especially folks that live on the East Coast. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, I do. Okay, and Miss Nina will too if she was here. But anyway, I'm so glad that you guys are enjoying. Listen, I know last Sunday was Mother's Day and I had a ball. My daughter took me on vacation to the Pacific Ocean and didn't want to come back home, but you know what? It was okay. It was a beautiful time. So for all the mothers out there and fathers that are pulling double duty, belated happy Mother's Day to you. I know this is the following Sunday. Also on your calendar, you want to mark that the full moon, well, let's see, Memorial Day is coming up. Yeah, that's the 28th, next Monday, not this Monday, Monday after next. And then also the full moon is on the 29th, right behind Mother's Day. So you want to make a notation of that. Now, birthdays, we're just going to move right along today. So happy birthday to Miss Carla Haddix King, girlfriend. Hope you have a beautiful day. Happy birthday to Mr. Reggie Williams. Happy birthday to Deborah Carter. Happy birthday to the twins, Joy and Jill Drummond. I hope you two are having a wonderful birthday. Happy birthday to my spiritual sister in Texas, Drinda Bell Schaefer. Hope you have a wonderful birthday. Happy birthday to Miss Deborah Whitehead, Barbara Hayes, and Angel Bard. Happy birthday to one of my girls, Melody Raglan Traver. Girl, I know you're going to have a good time. And happy birthday to one of my coworkers. Of course, I'm retired now, Miss Viola Ferris. Viola, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. And God bless everyone with a birthday today or this week. Okay, hope your birthday goes well. Okay, now let me see what else. What other news do I need to share? Oh, please subscribe to the website. You guys, tell everybody you know, your friends, your family, everybody, to go to theessenceofsuccess.net and hit that subscribe button. It's right on the front page. Just scroll down about 1 second, and you'll see it. Hit subscribe. Okay, I'm trying to get 100 subscribers, so anyway, I appreciate it. I thank you in advance for doing that for me. Okay, and a couple quick prayers. You know that before we begin. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it, our wills be done. One more. We release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically. We also release all karmic density from our past, our present, and our future. We release all karmic density from the earth, the moon, and the sun to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it, our wills be done. Okay, I think we are ready to begin. So let's start. Our first caller is area code 770. I'm trying to get you up here. 770. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
This is Shanika. Hi.
Hi, Shanika. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm fine.
Oh, that don't sound fine. I can hear the tone in your voice. What's going on, girl?
Well, I went to see my daughter. Well, like, I guess for the last, I've been divorced 6 years, so I've been kind of like in this custody battle with my ex-husband. And I went to my daughter's graduation, and I seen my kids. You know, it's been a while since I saw them. And I was just wondering, do you see that reconnection, I guess, even stronger?
I see your kids don't understand something. I don't know what your ex-husband is telling them, but I see that they don't understand. Once they understand, there's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Your kids are open. They're smart kids. That's what I'm picking up. They're smart and intelligent. So
right.
They understand, but it's like something is hidden or the truth has not come out. And I don't know. I just feel like your ex, I don't think he explained things to them. You know, those kids are just going on their own imagination until somebody sit down and talk to them and say, look, this is mom, this is dad, blah, 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 right? And they have an understanding, even though they're with their dad, but still they need to have understanding. So I just see it's a communication barrier there. Other than that, you know, all of you should be okay. I don't know if it'll ever be blended now, you know, because of your ex, but the kids will be okay. Once you, you know, you tell them the truth, like this is what's going on between me and your dad and blah, 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 you know, they're old enough to understand, everything will be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. You think what might hurt your children or they would feel bad or don't want to be around you, they'd be like, oh, mom, whatever. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Kids are smart nowadays. They really are. That's what I'm saying. I don't see any problem with the children. I see what they're being told from your ex. That's why I'm your benefit is to sit down and talk to them, you know, and let them know. And then they're fine. They'll be cool with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we scared. We'd be scared to say some things to our kids or tell them about some things because we don't know how they're going to react and we don't want to feel bad or guilty, right?
Right.
But
right.
Nowadays, girl, there's so much stuff. Look at Information Highway. Hell, click, and you're already on Facebook or whatever. So
yes.
Kids are very informed nowadays. Yeah, they're very informed.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
You'll do fine. You'll do fine. Okay. Just pick a time maybe when school is out, you know. And y'all can be together, go to dinner or something, and shoot, just sit down and talk and realize it might be, you know, a hard conversation, but the end result, it'll be beautiful. It'll be really good.
Okay.
You'll feel like, my God, I'm glad that's off my shoulders. Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
You will. And the kids will too, believe it or not, because they have questions.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand.
Yeah.
That's why I said communication barrier. So for them, too, it's like, whoosha, whatever. Those kids say, whoosha, I feel better now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, girl, you do good. I know it's a hard step, but don't worry. You'll do good. You do good. And your kids love you. And don't forget that. They do. They love their mom regardless of whatever has happened between you and your ex-husband. Your babies love you.
Mhm. Okay.
It's you. Mhm. That's what I'm saying. She don't know. No, they love you, honey. They do. I felt that right off. So yeah, just a communication barrier. And when she just tell them the truth, it's straight up. This is it. Everything's on the table. We good to go.
Okay.
We good to go.
Thank you.
I see one of your kids wanting to come live with you.
Oh, okay.
After you tell this, yeah, I see one of them want to come. I think it's a girl, and she's not happy. So I have a feeling that she, because your mind is more open, you know, maybe your exes have got a stricter narrative, but you're a little bit more open and progressive. And I just see that one of the kids, a female, will want to come stay with you.
Okay.
So just a heads up to let you know. And this is after you talk to him. That's when she makes this decision, like, you know what? I'm going to stay with mom. No.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Nothing like the truth. Like they say, the truth will set you free, and it will.
Yeah.
Whether people understand it or not, but for you, they will because it's your children. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. I feel much better.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, you have a good week, and thanks for calling,
okay.
Shanika. Always good to hear from
you. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Next call. Area code 229. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Miss Linus. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How you doing, brother? Always good to hear from you. Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm doing better. I promise you I'm doing much better. And thank you for
Listen,
the heads up about.
Go ahead.
Thank you for the heads up about me getting checked, you know, for my heart.
Yes.
I thank you for that. It's okay. You know, it just beat real fast. They gave me some medication for it. Like a rapid heartbeat. Some kind of fibrillation they was doing.
Mm-hmm.
They said,
mm-hmm.
you know, the EKG didn't show up right. So I'm scheduled to see a heart specialist coming up.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah. And I feel much better. You know. And I'm glad you told me, man. You're super, super sweet. And I appreciate that.
Oh, you're most welcome, Melvin, and thank you for the validation.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I see people's bodies, too, if there's a problem inside, you know, when the angels show me. So I'm glad because you're ahead of the curve, you know. You got ahead of it. So that's a really good thing. God bless you for that. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. But my question is, I just wanted to ask you about, I talked to you before about this girl that I really like, and we don't talk anymore, and I just want to see if she's going to kindle back up with me, come back
over.
Oh,
okay. What's just the first name? You know, that's all I need.
Jalkyria.
Okay.
And thanks, you're a little man with me.
I'm sorry?
I think she's a little mad with me about something.
She's let me see, Jalkyria. Oh, she's confused about something. You need to talk to her, Melvin. Give her a call. She's confused. She don't understand something, huh? You tried and she didn't return your call? Yeah,
right.
She's not really that angry or pissed off with you. She's just kind of upset, but she didn't understand something. So that's what it is. And she should have asked you. You know, when you two were talking, if she didn't understand what you were saying or meaning, she should have said that, well, excuse me or I'm sorry. You know, you just explain it better. Because, you know, it ain't nothing you did to me, no harm or nothing like that, no. Nothing like that. She just, it's just communication. She did not, she took it the wrong way. And she should have just asked, well, what did you mean by that? And she'd have understood it real quick. You know, sometimes people get caught up in their own minds instead of, just wait a minute, let the person explain for a minute, and then like, oh, okay, now I understand.
Yeah, that's right. And, how can I break the, I mean, she got to contact me because she's going to contact me because I've been reaching out to her, texting her and all that, and calling her, but nothing.
She's being a little stubborn. She's being stubborn in her anger. She'll calm down. She's just stubborn in her anger. You know, when you next time if you text her, and she may text you back or call you, just tell her if there's a misunderstanding between us, I would like to clear that up. If it's something I said that you didn't understand. Yeah, and just put it like that in the text and then see how she responds. Because I see that she just didn't understand something. It was like confusion.
Yeah.
And so she just went about on her own imagination. I'm sorry.
Well, does she have feelings for me?
She likes you. She's not in love with you. I'm being honest here, but she does like you. But she's kind of distant. I don't know. I feel like sometimes, is she like a little airy in the head, a little flaky sometimes?
Okay.
I didn't mean to make you you laugh, Bill. But I'm just kind of picking that up, that sometimes she can be a little flaky. Yeah.
Yeah. But do you see us getting talking? I mean, she coming over? No.
I see her coming to your house eventually, but not right away. Maybe her mind will change once you text us if there was a misunderstanding in communication, because I see her coming back over to visit you. Yeah,
wow.
She comes back over, but eventually I don't see it like right now or next week. No, I don't see it like that, but
yeah.
I see her eventually coming over. But it's just a communication. So when you text her, just text her if there's a misunderstanding. And then that will make her reach out. Like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have got that mad.
Yeah, because I text her and I told her, I say, I'm sorry if I said anything wrong, you know. Can we talk about it? And I'm getting nothing. She's not, you know, she even blocked me from Facebook. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I just want to ask you, Miss Nina, I want to talk to you offline. And I went to your website, but I don't know if I looked over it, like, to do a reading, and it's something really private I need your help with. And
okay,
I don't
well,
want to
on
discuss
the,
it on the app.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, Melvin, when you go to the website at the top, I think reading is the last icon at the very top. When you click on that, it'll take you right into readings, and you know there'll be a paragraph about my experience and stuff and Nina's teaching and all that. And as you go below that big paragraph, then he gives the readings, $25, $30, $60, yeah.
Right.
It's all there. Uh-huh.
If I just click
on however you want to pay for it, PayPal or credit card or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I have a PayPal account. But you're not open tonight, are you?
No, I don't do readings on Saturday and Sunday other than the show. But Monday through Friday,
you can call
me tomorrow. I'd start at 11 in the morning.
Okay, I got you. Well,
yeah.
I set it up.
Once you do it, they contact me to let me know someone wants a reading. So, yes, please.
Okay, because it's something I need your help, okay?
Okay, no problem.
And I love you, and I thank you for everything you do for me.
You're most welcome, Melvin.
Yeah, I feel better. You know, with my heart, I don't have any chest pains or nothing like that. But, yeah, I think it was a lot of adjustment with my medication, too. So.
That, too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I told him I'm not taking all that junk, you know, so I need to see a specialist.
Yep,
Very
good.
Yeah. Okay. But I'll send you an email, and I'll see if we get one done tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a message thing, too, on the front page when you go on to Essence of Success at the bottom. If you want to send me a message, you can do that, too.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
that'll
sir.
That'll be great. All right. I love you. And thank you so much.
Love you, too, Melvin.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you for calling. Yes, sir.
How far out before she finally come over? A couple of months?
That depends on you. And the conversation that you give her. That's why I said eventually, yeah. I don't think no 2 months. No, I don't think it's that far out. But eventually, yeah. I wouldn't look for anything right away, and I'm being honest with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Milton.
You always
have. All right, have a good day, sir.
All right, you too, man. I love you. All right.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. You're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Yep, there's nobody. Oh, no. What happened? You guys, are you still there? Oh, my God. I just lost you. What happened? Come back up. Okay, there we go. Whew. The page that went down, y'all, scared the mess out of me. Okay, we're back. Anyway, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. All right, next caller is area code 857. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Gwen. How are you?
Hi, Gwen. I'm doing great. Doing great. And yourself?
Good. I'm well. I'm well. I need some guidance on what's going on in regards to my work environment. It's mainly around the women.
Okay.
And their attitude. There's something that I'm doing.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Let me see, Lisa. What are they treating you acoustically, or what are they doing? Are they being
like,
nasty towards you?
Nasty, hostile, gossipy. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn or think that I am all that in a bag of chips, because I don't see myself like that.
Why? I would.
I have a better rapport with. With a lot of the and not all, but some of the male coworkers, I have a better rapport with them. And they see it, I think they see this as me flirting with them, flirting with the men. Now, I'm 54 years old, and they're more on the younger, well, they're in their 20s, and they're in their 20s. But there are some older women around there that are in their, I'm going to say, 30, I'm going to say 40s and 60s. They're behaving kind of badly. You know, because I know one woman made a comment that I wouldn't tell a 25-year-old female coworker about who I like at work because I'm afraid that she would take him from me. I'm like,
who? Somebody said that to you?
Yes, in regards to the office, I'm not going to say it, but.
Okay, but what were they telling you that they wouldn't, are they saying that you're talking to somebody that young or that they wouldn't talk to somebody that young?
No, what it is that she made a comment. She asked me, she made a comment, this is an older female, made a comment. She's like, the guy that you like is, you know, I saw him around the corner. And the 25-year-old young lady who is the office, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to tell you. I said, I'm not going to tell you who it is. And the older female coworker said, oh, that's because you're afraid that she'll take him away from you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's her own problem. That's her issue.
Mm-hmm.
She don't feel in depth within her own self. That's why she made that comment. You know we're mirrors to each other, right? So when she said that comment, it's like she wished somebody would be that young and talk to her or be interested, you know. So that comment was unnecessary.
She thought that the reason why I wouldn't tell her, the 25-year-old office female, why I wouldn't say who it is that I like to her is because I'm afraid that she, the 25-year-old, would take him away
from me.
Him.
Yeah, but why would you even mention that's personal to you? Is she a friend? Is the little 25-year-old a friend of yours?
Oh,
no.
She ain't a friend of nobody. No.
Okay, well, anyway, this is what I'm saying, because what I'm picking up is that it's not a problem for you. That's their problem. It's not a problem for you, and when they say these comments, it's their issue. It's not your issue, Gwen. Trust me. No.
Right.
You don't. I don't see you have any problems on your job. Those are other people, and they're just kind of nitpicking about their behaviors. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe things ain't going right for them at home. So I always tell people you don't bring your personal problems to your job. But of course, it happens every day. People do it. But they're not necessarily being nasty toward you as they're being nasty toward themselves because they've got their own issues. You know how some people
yeah.
take stuff out on you and you ain't even got nothing to do with it? Okay, that's
yes.
how I'm feeling about these
yeah,
women. It's like, don't you worry about it. It's you're not a problem. You're fine. You're okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's on them. That's their issues.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, wait a minute, I come in, I do my job. I'm not trying to with anybody in the workplace. And I think that's what that is. It's almost like I'm not trying to get with anybody in the workplace. I have a better rapport with some of the men in here, and they happen to be young and handsome. I'm not in competition with a 25-year-old who walks around half naked in the office. I'm not in competition with her at all.
Oh, well, then, you know, don't worry about it. When they be talking something like that or they ask, oh, who are you talking about? Like, it ain't your business. Nachos. Nacho yourself on
exactly.
out of here. Not your business, yeah. You want to tell? Yeah. Shoot, not your business. You know, or as
okay.
a kid say, what you all up in my Kool-Aid and don't even know the flavor? You know? So, you are fine, honey. That's just some people with their issues. You
okay, because it seems to, you know, I'm trying to... trying to just, you know, stay low, come in, do what I need to do, but they're just, you know, nitpicky and gossipy and condescending and rude.
Yeah, but you know what? Anytime that you're, yeah, I understand that. But, you know, anytime that you're positive and you're doing good in your life and you feel good about yourself, you know the negativity mm. will raise its ugly head. Just, I don't want to say
That's
a test,
true.
Just to see if well, I'll just say it, just to see if they can fuck with you. You know what I mean? It's
right.
like, oh, uh-uh.
Right, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, you could be
yeah.
ever so good. I mean, God, it could be a day of just glorious, grand, feel good, spiritually,
oh, yeah.
mentally, and physically. You walk into
yeah.
Safeway and somebody like, who are you? Like, I'll be damned.
Right.
Not and just had a beautiful day, but see, you don't buy
yeah.
into it. It's like, yeah, I know
That's
I look
true.
That good. I'm a bag of chips. What? What's wrong? You
That's
know,
true.
And keep a walking.
That's true.
Yeah, and
there
just keep
someone.
Walking, you know, because it will. I'm not saying it will always happen, Gwen, now, because they're saying that the
right.
negativity don't even come into it. But I realize in your work environment that you have to deal with different levels of behavior. And so for that reason, that's what I'm saying. I'm not picking up anything on you. But on their
mm-hmm.
behavior, I just see that, you know, some of the women in your area, they have some issues. So, you know,
yeah.
they're not really being nasty
That's
towards
true.
You. They're being nasty toward themselves, but they're just taking it out on
That's
you.
True. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
There is,
so
there
you're
is
fine.
One guy, before I go, there is one guy that we have a really good rapport. He is absolutely, oh, my God, he is absolutely physically beautiful. I think even some of the guys are jealous of him. But he's really a nice, nice guy. I really like him. I mean, we just have a good rapport, and that's all that it is. There's nothing else. On my part, there's nothing else. I want to know, how does he feel about me? His name is Nick.
Nicholas. Nick, N-I-C-K?
Yes. Yes.
N-I-C, Nick. Okay. Nothing. Real, just bland. Real bland. There's nothing there. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, nothing there, just bland. No good,
that's
no bad,
good.
No back and forth, just bland. So.
That's good. Okay.
I don't
okay.
know. Yeah, I don't know. It just there's nothing coming off of him. Yeah.
That's good. That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing there. At least I'm not picking up anything on him. That could change. You know, you could always call back next week or call back tomorrow night even because, you know, we're on Monday night. I got to say that too.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not picking up anything on him. That's why I say I just see bland. So
yeah, wow.
I guess
okay.
that's a good thing in a way maybe, huh?
Yeah, it's like a blank canvas.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
All right,
thank girlfriend.
So
let
much.
Me get going on. I got
thank
a full
you.
Load today. You're most
all
welcome,
right.
and thank you for calling,
you.
Young lady. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. God bless. All
God
right.
bless you,
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. By the way, I want to tell everybody before I forget, yes, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings. Now, on Monday nights, you have me and Nina. Nina's not always available anymore now on the weekends on Sunday, but she's definitely going to be there every Monday night. So Monday nights, we're back on at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and it's 9 p.m. on the East Coast. So, you know, adjust your time schedule between the West Coast to the East Coast if you're calling anywhere in between. But we are on every Monday night at 6 p.m. And also, I do apologize. I said this at the beginning of the month for May because it was Mother's Day as well as Memorial Day. Every ninth caller gets a free call. And I was able to get in touch with the lady last week. Remember, I had did like 18 calls, and I was like, oh, crap. I forgot to put I was able to get in touch with the lady. So thank you, God. Thank you, angels. So she got a reading. But anyway, every ninth caller will get a one-hour free reading. Okay, continuing on. Our next caller is area code 805. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Linus. This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Doing terrific. And yourself?
You sound good. Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. I got online. I got on a dating site, and I'm talking to two men. One
Ooh.
Lives in my town. His name is Neil. He went to Europe
okay.
for 2 weeks, and then he'll be back, and then we're going to meet. And then the other fellow is Robert. He lives about 30 miles away. And I wanted to know, do you see anything developing between any of these gentlemen?
Okay. Let's see. Neil is very dominant. He's an alpha male. I can tell you that. He's an alpha male, so he's very dominant. He's good financially. Health is good. Let's see. What else? Yes, he's interested in a relationship with you. He's most definitely interested. Like I said, he's a dominant alpha male, so you know what you're going to have to deal with, a lot of communication, so you get understanding.
Uh-huh.
In other words, he's used to being in control, and you are too.
Oh, I believe
so
that.
So that's why I'm saying he's a dominant alpha male.
It's funny. He's 76. I'm 64. We don't have kids, and neither one of us have been married.
Oh, well, that's understandable then. Thank you for the validation. That's Neil.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what's going on with Robert. Robert is a mediocre guy. It's easy to get along with, and he doesn't like confrontation. He doesn't like to ruffle some areas in his life he's not going to want to talk about, and he doesn't want you to pursue asking questions about it. Yeah, he's a real easygoing guy. You could take him anywhere from church to a rap concert. He would fit right in. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not saying you're into rap music, but I'm just saying the extreme, the spectrum from one to the other, he would fit right in, no problem. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
so,
2 years
older.
Yeah,
so Robert is the easygoing one. Like I said, he's a little mediocre, mm-hmm. but he's an easygoing guy. You know, so... I think for him, it's up to you with Robert if you want the relationship. Yeah, it's on your end. Neil, it'll be both of you because he is interested and you're interested in him, so it will be both of you. But like I say, for Robert, you're going to have to be the person to, you know, make the connection. Get it going.
Neil be generous and all, you know, because I want a guy that's going to be generous. I mean, he has money, he has no kids, and, you know.
Yes and no. I think it depends. I'll put it like this. If you go to him and you're like a gold digger, he'll run.
Oh,
and I mean
no,
with the
no,
quickness.
No, I'm not a gold digger.
I know, but I'm just letting
you know.
If you start throwing money up in his face, he'll run fast. This
oh,
guy,
no, I would never
Neil, okay. I'm just letting you know. I can feel him.
I can't pay my way. I don't have enough money to pay my way.
Oh,
I'd
no.
Have to
he would do that.
Or he'd have to pay my way.
Okay, something
all
like
right,
that.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, Donna.
My
he
last
would do that.
I have to pay my way. Yeah, okay. That's good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He would pay your way if you two were going to a function or going out of town. He wouldn't mind that. No, it's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. So, Neil, number one, Robert, number two. And I would go with door
okay.
number one. I would go with door number
yeah,
one.
Closer,
I think he's
too.
A pretty good guy.
He lives closer. Yeah, he seems real nice. Yeah, he went with a group to Europe, his friends in a choir, and they're going to play in the choir in different churches throughout Europe, and he's going with them for 2 weeks. So that's kind of nice. I'd like to do something like that.
Yeah, that is. Well, I'm not picking up anything obscure or bad or anything on the guy, so
yeah,
Neil's pretty good.
Married.
Just like I said, just remember he's a dominant alpha male. And for a man that's that age and never been married or had kids, it's communication, honey. A lot of communication. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because I want to get married at some point. I've never been married, and I don't want to go my whole life never having experienced it. You know, so I might
yeah.
date somebody for 1 or 2 years, and then I want to get married.
Well,
but
that's
we'll
communication.
See.
You have to let him know that, right?
Yeah, not right away. I don't want to
yeah.
scare him, but.
Okay, Donna. All right, girlfriend. Thanks for calling. Let me move on
thank
to
an, you.
Yeah.
All right.
You, have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Week, Donna. Remember, door
thank
number
you.
One.
All right.
Okay.
I got that. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. All right. Next caller is area code 504. Good afternoon. This is Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Mary Lou.
I'm sorry.
You?
What is your name again?
Mary Lou. Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay. Spell your name. Yeah, I couldn't hardly hear you. Spell your name. I didn't get it.
M-A-R-Y-L-O-U, Mary Lou.
Oh, Mary Lou, now I hear you. Okay. Well, good afternoon, Mary
okay.
Lou, and welcome to the show, young lady. Glad to have
well,
you. So what can I answer for you today?
I was wondering if you could look at my love life and just let me know if there's any hope in that department.
Okay, is there anyone that you're with right now or you're interested in?
Yeah, I'm interested in somebody, but that doesn't mean it'll go anywhere. I don't know that that one is going to ever go anywhere, but...
Oh, okay, so I won't ask about him then.
You can ask about him, but I don't know. I don't know.
You said you're interested in him. Do you want me to focus on this gentleman?
Sure.
Okay. What's his first name?
Brad.
Brad? B-R-A-D?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mary Lou and Brad. Let's see what's going on with you two. Brad thinks you have a problem with your children. What's up with that?
Oh,
he says it's something about your children that he doesn't particularly care for. What is that?
I'm in a custody dispute, so
okay.
I don't think he
yeah,
wants kids, so there we are.
Okay, that's backing Brad up. Is your whatever you're going through with your children? That's backing him up. Something about that he doesn't like. So I don't know what you're fighting or your ex-husband or what, but it's something about that he doesn't like, and it has to do with your children, not you. So he's backing up. I can see him backing up from you. Maybe you need to explain something to him that he doesn't understand about your situation. Is that possible?
I keep trying. Do you think I ever
well,
get
it wouldn't hurt.
That?
It wouldn't hurt, Mary Lou. Maybe he just doesn't understand what
lot.
You're going through. I'm sorry?
I talk a lot. I probably overshare. I talk a lot.
Oh,
I should probably work on the shutting up thing.
Well, you know, but you will need to talk, though, because he just doesn't understand. That's why he's backing up. If you explain things, and I'm not saying all your personal, what you're going through, because he don't need to know that, but just enough to explain to him that he won't back up, so he'd be like, oh, okay, now I understand. You know, then he can come forward and you two can go ahead and start dating. But that's the issue.
Enough,
he just doesn't understand.
Is he interested in me enough to go there?
He was. Why can't you capture that again? He was. Like I said, he's backing up because of your children. So evidently, he was interested in you. So, you know, call him and just tell him, you know, I'd like to explain. I don't know what happened between us, but I would just like to explain, you know, a little bit of what I'm going through here. And, you know, and that's it. That's it. Because your children came up real quick with him when I concentrated on him. He's like, he's backing up because of your children. So if you're going through, with your ex for support or whatever, then, yeah, if you tell Brad again, he'll come back because he has an understanding of the situation. But right now he doesn't know, and he's just going on his own imagination, like, whoa, Nelly, let me back up from this. You understand?
It's definitely the kids and not the ex-husband, though, right?
He hasn't felt anything about your ex-husband. It's your children.
Yeah.
Mhm. So, you know, if you you want to date this guy or be with him, be honest. Just be honest with him. You know, and don't overtalk. Don't say everything. Just say enough that you know it's going to satisfy him and it satisfies you what you're telling him. And after that, then, you know, it's an A-B situation between you and your ex-husband. He doesn't need to know everything. Yeah. Well, it's true. You know? So don't give up on him. Don't kick him to the curb yet, Mary Lou. Don't kick him to the curb yet. I'm telling you, give the man a chance. Just explain to him and give him a chance because he was interested in you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Mary Lou.
Call you.
Call me and let me know
Thank
how
you
doing, girlfriend. All right. Have a wonderful week.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller. Area code 770. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Shanika again.
Hi. Shanika?
Yes, this is Shanika again.
Oh, okay, now I can hear you. It didn't sound like you at first. I was like, this ain't Shanika. But now I hear your voice.
Okay.
All right, girl, what's your next question? Go on with it.
I know you gave me a reading last time about, you know, seeing a marriage between a woman and I. So, like, after the wedding, do you see, like, a relocation to another state for us?
You know what? I was going to tell you that when I told you, you know, you guys will be getting married and all that. I don't see you... I don't think you're going to be in the same state. If you're not, if you do, you're going to be a good 50 miles from where you're at.
Okay.
So I'll put it like this: if you lived in Atlanta, you'd be moving to Savannah, something like that.
Okay.
So, and if you don't, then it would be out of state. And what I'm seeing right now is either Tennessee or South Carolina.
Okay.
So if you don't stay in the state that you're in, then you're going to move to Tennessee, or like I said, Tennessee or South Carolina. Yep. But I saw that before. I just didn't say anything because I was like, I don't think they're going to be living there. But, you know, I didn't say anything. But, yeah, you're going to be moving. And I would say probably 3 months after the marriage, about 3 months after the marriage, you guys are going to be moving. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And financially, it's great. It'll be
okay.
good for the both of you and peaceful, too. But financially, it'll help a lot for the both of you.
Mm-hmm. But you see,
I think
me
things would be a little bit cheaper with the state taxes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But you see me being the one that may initiate the proposal.
Let me see. Either way, Jesus, it could come from either side. You guys are comical. I see you two like cartoons.
Uh-huh.
Would you make? Well, I was going to say, I was going to say at first.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying. You look like two cartoons. Like, wait a minute. I was going to wait. I'm going to say, no, I want to say it. It's funny.
Okay.
What I see is funny. And you both are laughing. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. You both are laughing. But it's like almost at the same time. It's just like if you were walking the kitchen right now. Would you marry me? Wait a minute. I was going to say that. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But look to be moving for sure. Yeah. 3 months after the marriage. It'll be good.
Okay.
And like I said, I see financially great. So that's what I'm saying. Wherever you guys move to, it's going to be good bill-wise and enjoyment, you know?
Okay.
It's like you're not in a strain or a stress. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. Thanks for calling back.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Next caller, area code 413. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Alexandria.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My name is Alexandria.
Alexandria. Hi, Alexandria. Yes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Doing terrific. So what can I answer for you today, young lady?
So I am feeling a little uneasy today. I'm a little frustrated, and I'm not exactly have a feeling where it's coming from, but I just kind of wanted to know what your insight is.
Do you want to see your work in progress? Am I saying that correctly? Is that what you're asking?
I'm not sure what you're saying. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Alexandra. You want me to ask about your work?
No, I'm feeling today, and I don't know why.
You don't know why you're
you're
feeling some way? Is that what you're telling me?
Right. I don't know how to describe it. I'm sorry. My husband and I are going on a trip this weekend, and it's around my birthday, and it's been a year since I've talked to my siblings. And it's like I think everything's coming to the head where my frustrations are kind of right here. And I just wanted to know if the next year or so it's going to get better.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, well, let me just look out 3 months real quick, see what's going to happen between this summer, June, July, and August. How's that?
Okay.
See how things are going. Okay. You got a promotion. You got a promotion coming up, or did you just get promoted on your job?
So I just actually was given a new job.
Oh, okay. So you did get a promotion.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Not really a promotion.
I'm sorry?
I just went from one job. It wasn't really a promotion. It was just going from one job to another.
Oh, okay. Are you happy?
Yeah, I like my job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, still congratulations to you. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's see what else. Do you have a daughter?
I do. I have three.
You have three? Do you have a young daughter around eight or nine years old?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Watch her when you're around the water. Be very, very, very careful. When she is around the water, if you take the kids to go swimming or down to the beach or something, I want you to watch that one real close, only because I see there's a possibility she could get hurt in the water. So the angels are showing me that, so that's why I'm asking you. So make sure when you guys go, like I said, beach or park, wherever y'all go, you know, take the kids swimming when it's hot, that you watch her closely, okay?
Okay.
Let's see what else. What else, angels? Oh, you're going to meet a new guy the end of July. Woo-woo.
I'm married.
You're married? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking for.
Okay. Anyway, all right, moving on.
Oh, boy.
I'll just leave that alone. Okay, let me see what else.
Okay.
I see at the end of August, as you're preparing the kids to get ready for school, that things are going to go really, really well for you. You're going to be surprised, matter of fact, how well things are going. So I don't know if that means like shopping for school clothes or getting school supplies or what, but it's just going to go real well. It just surprises you. It's like, wow, this wasn't any problem at all, getting the kids, you know, prepared for school. So you'll be happy about that. Let me see what else. Yeah. Your Thanksgiving might be a little iffy this year. I don't know why. The angels are telling me that it's not a very good Thanksgiving for you this year. They're just saying it's not good. So just prepare yourself. You know, kind of keep things on the calm. I'm sorry?
No one's going to die, well, right?
No, I don't see death. No, it's not death. You know, maybe you and your husband don't get along, or there's fractions within the family, you know, something like that. It won't be a happy time this Thanksgiving for you, okay? I'll put it like that and leave it there. So I'm just telling you, be prepared, yeah. Okay, and that's all I see. That's it.
Nothing to do with, like, my siblings calling or contacting me?
No.
Hmm.
No. Mm-mm. Okay, Alexandra, I got to move on. There's some more calls. But anyway, I hope that helps you. And for sure, like I said, watch your daughter, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Because the angels made that pretty prominent. So, yeah, watch your daughter. Okay, well, thank you. And thank you for calling, Alexandra. And have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. I'm sorry, I accidentally closed the chat room, so the only way you're going to be able to talk to me is you're going to have to call into the show. I was going to go back and forth and check in the chat room and see if there was any questions, but I accidentally clicked it and it went down. So that's okay. I'm just glad to talk to you on the phone, huh? That makes me happy. So anyway, and don't forget, Monday nights are on at 6 o'clock, psychic readings every Monday. Okay, next caller, area code 614. Good afternoon. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is...
Hello.
Hello.
I can barely hear you. Are you far away from the phone or something?
What about now?
Now I can hear you. There you go. Okay. So who's this that I'm talking to?
Philson.
I'm sorry, what's your name again, ma'am?
Philson.
Solson?
Solson. Phil.
Solson.
Phil, like,
oh.
Phil. And son, like,
Solson.
Spell like
it. Philip. Just spell it. I can pronounce it then.
F-I-L-S-A-N.
Silsan. Is that correct now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
There we go. Okay. Well, I want to say your name correctly, honey. I want to be calling you out your name. Jesus. That's why I say if I don't understand you pronouncing it, then spell it and I can say it. All right. Well, good afternoon, Seal Sam. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. What can I answer for you today, young lady?
I'm looking for employment, and I was wondering if you have any recommendations, or if you, like, as to what kind of job I should apply for, or if you see me working somewhere in the future.
Okay, well, what field, because I'll concentrate on that field. What field are you interested in? and we'll see what jobs are coming up.
I'm thinking about working at a library.
Oh, that is good. That is good. Listen, we need more librarians. Are you kidding me? Everything is online. I like hard books. I love to read. That's one of my hobbies, and I like the hardcover bound books. But anyway, okay, let me concentrate. Oh, Silsan, have you thought about working at a community center? I see you working with children, but you're getting paid. It's like after-school activities, tutoring, games or whatever, and you're as oh, wow, I just saw your title. Not associate. I'm sorry, it just left me. Hopefully it'll come back. But I see you working with children. Now, I asked the angels about library, and they showed me, I see you in a community center. You're in a classroom, and you're tutoring some kids, you know, with their homework. And then I see you also on the physical side where you're doing games with the children, too. But this is all after school, like from 3 to 7 in the evening, something like that. But anyway, they're showing me that, so I'm passing it on to you. They show that you're working in community center. Go back and see if they have anything in their library. No, they're not showing me anything. Because I'm asking even anything in that field to do with books, but they're not showing me anything. Just the community center. Have you thought about that, Silsan?
Yes, I've thought about working with kids, but I haven't considered it too much because I have anxiety, and I didn't think it might have been a good choice.
Oh, you have anxiety? Oh, would that bother you to be around children with your anxiety? I think that would lift your spirits, no?
It would, but I have just a fear generally of being leaving my home.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you know what? Have you thought about, you do computer work, right? You know how to work the computer, correct?
Yes.
Oh, well, why not work out of your home? You can still get paid. There's jobs that, please, you can sit right at home and make money. Have you thought about that? Doing something online, assisting a company or whatever?
Yes, but I wanted to get a job outside of home because it could help me get rid of my anxiety.
Okay, well, yeah, I understand that. Well, the only thing I saw, and I'm being honest with you, is a community center with the children. That's what I saw. Now, maybe if you tutor and help them with their homework, maybe that wouldn't be too much of an anxiety to help them that way compared to maybe on the physical side where I saw you doing games with the kids. What do you think about that? Because that's a quiet setting, you know, because they're doing their homework.
I think
no?
That's good.
Yeah, I would try. You know, maybe have a relative or girlfriend go with you and just go to one of the community centers where they are doing that, where they're helping the kids after school with their homework or activities, you know, until the parents pick them up. Yeah, because like I said, that is a quiet setting, and, you know, school isn't out until next month, but it might be something, too, that you maybe want to sign up for, like in August when school starts in September at one of the community centers as well, you know, and be that just after school. What was I saying? The after school. Well, you help them with their homework. Yeah. Tutor. That's what I want to say. After school tutor where you help them. So I think you'd be really good at that. I do. So it's a thought, huh? Check it out and see. Like I say, maybe just go and, you know, stand there and look around the building or look at the people, you know, and see how things are run, if that would be comfortable to you, you know. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm wishing you the very best, okay? And I'll be praying for you too, Silsan. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Area code 402, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Sharon.
Karen?
I've just been listening. Sharon with an S.
Oh, Sharon. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, good afternoon, Sharon. How you doing?
Good. I've enjoyed the show. I've been listening to your advice and your messages. I kind of am open to really wondering what God and the angels want me to do. You know, I'm kind of at a, everything's been pretty tough. So anything that you see that might help?
Okay, the first thing the angels told me that you have a balance between your mind and your sexuality, that you're balanced, because I could feel it. Like, that's really good. Wow, a lot of people never get there. But you have a balance between your mental mind and your sexualness. So I don't know. I'm just passing it on because it popped right up as you were talking.
Okay.
But it's good. They're they're saying that that's really good. Yeah. So I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe you understand that better. But they're saying that's real good. Okay. So what's coming up? Like in what? Do you mean like personal or business or children? What?
It's kind of everything, you know.
I got to go on one thing when I go to the angels to focus.
I'm trying to hope. Okay, personal, you know, like a relationships. That would be helpful.
Oh, okay. Is there anybody that you're involved with right now or interested in?
Yes, but I can't say. I'm not going to say their name. You know, I mean, no one I've seen recently, but there's somebody that I've cared about.
Okay. Is he with somebody right now?
I don't know.
Okay. Because for some reason, as you were talking, the angel showed me a man, and I saw a woman standing to the right of him. So that's why I'm asking. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I've been focused on survival, you know, for so long that I want to get past that.
Survival as in what, Sharon? Finances? Personal?
Right. My home and, personal finances. I don't have any. And so I was taking care of my mom, and she passed, and it's just been really hard. I haven't gotten my disability yet, so it's been hard.
Oh, yeah, that does take time. There'll be a change in your finances in 90 days. I don't know why it's 3 months out, but the angels are telling me in 90 days your finances will change. So kind of mark that down. Be careful. They're telling me to tell you to be careful of your water bill or your electric bill. Something is wrong there. I don't know if you're paying more than you should on your electric or more than you should on your water bill. But they're telling me you need to watch that. Something's not right there. So you might want somebody to come out and check that.
Right.
Yeah.
I have
that. Oh, okay, good. Thank you for the validation.
I'm in a condo, and I have a shared wall, and they've been using my electricity, and they are controlling the water, and they mess with the pipes, and it's a mess.
Oh, okay. Well, when the angels pop in with new information, I stop right then and pass it along because they must want you to know.
I wish I knew what I could do about it. Yeah. No, I know. They're right. I just don't know what to do about it. I haven't been able to find the help that I need.
Mm. Okay. Sharon, did you just badmouth somebody really bad here recently? Like chew them out for all their worth? Okay. Remember karma. Okay, yeah, because they're showing me, I can see you lambasting somebody badly. They're showing me that, so that's what I'm saying. They're like, be careful, just be careful.
Well, there's somebody that has been breaking into my house and, you know, causing it. He came over and started yelling at me, so I yelled back. That was quite a while ago.
Okay. Well, maybe they're just reiterating for you to, you know, just be careful.
Yeah.
Just be careful,
right.
You know, look out for yourself, which I know you do. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's it. Personally, on the guy, that's all I got was this guy came up and it was a woman standing next to him. That was it. And what? Oh, the water and electricity. Yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
I just don't know what to do about any of it, though. Do you have any advice? So you don't see any guy coming into the picture for me?
Do I see a guy coming in the picture?
Right.
No. No, I didn't. Like I said, when I concentrated on your personal and I looked for this guy, I saw a guy with a woman standing next to him. But I didn't see him coming towards you. Yeah, yeah. So I'm being honest here. I didn't, So I would check with some of the government agencies and see what they have available that can assist you. That's the best thing that I can tell you right now. And see if they can assist you in your finances. Maybe even in your home. Who knows? You know they have Section 8 housing too. So I don't know. But I would sure check and see what they could do to help
me. Well, thank
you. Okay,
right.
Sharon. Well, thank you for calling. I wish you the very best, young lady. I'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, next call. Area code 773, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, Elizabeth. That was my sister's name. Called her Leah. So what's going on, Elizabeth, and welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you so much. I'm really enjoying your show. I found it last week and then, or 2 weeks ago, and then found you again this week. I feel very lucky. I just feel like I'm in some sort of purgatory situation in my life, especially with finances. I feel like no matter what I do, I'm not getting ahead. I feel like I should relax. I don't know. I have a full-time job. I'm also growing my work as a healer, and I'm raising my child on my own. So there's no money coming in, and I'm freaking out.
What sign are you, Elizabeth?
What sign am I?
Your
Aquarius
horoscope sign.
Is my son. My son is Aquarius.
No. Not your son. You.
No, my son, my horoscope. My sun sign is Aquarius. And my...
Okay.
My rising
That's
is
all.
Libra and my moon is Scorpio. Oh, sorry.
Oh, Libra. Y'all were catching hell for a couple of weeks. Bless your heart. But anyway, that's your rising sign. Your prominent one is an Aquarius. Aquarius's finances are getting ready to change for the better. I can tell you that. And you'll probably see the effects of that change by the 30th or the 31st of this month. So
really?
If it was something that, yes. So if it was something that you should go ahead and sign off on, call it a day, do it. It's a done deal. Just go on. I'm not saying take a loss. But, you know, it could have been more money or they could have did more. Yeah, but instead of just keep fighting it, just let it go. Go ahead and sign off. It's a done deal and go on because it's just on your plate and it's stressing, very stressful for you.
Oh.
But, yes, by the 30th or 31st, you will see a turnaround that things are going to change. And I would say by August, you should be on the good foot. you should be doing pretty good by August. Yep. Okay, now let me
is
go back into Elizabeth.
Okay.
No, I went into you as an Aquarius. Now I'm going back into you, Elizabeth.
Wow.
Because I wanted to find out. Okay, now, let's see what's coming up for Elizabeth. Finances. Oh, yeah. I got a headache right quick on the left side.
Yeah.
It's giving you a fit. Bless your heart. God bless you. Oh, you know what? Wait a minute, Elizabeth. You know what I'm going to do with you, for you. Where is that at? Hold on. I got to find some paperwork. Okay. I want you to say this with me. Okay?
Okay.
And we'll go back to the reading, but I want you to say this with me. I forgive to love.
I forgive to love.
Money.
Money.
Say it. Money. Okay. I love
money.
To forgive.
I love
money.
To forgive. Money.
Money. Okay.
Money.
Okay. Now repeat this. For money.
Money.
For
money.
Does not
for
know.
Money.
What it
does
has done
know.
To me.
What it has done to me.
So be it.
So be it.
My will be done.
My will be done.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Now, let's get back. Okay. The headache went away that quick. I knew it would. let's see, finances. Ooh. Whoever owes you, they're showing me $300, but they started at $100. So let's do it like this. From $100 to $300, this person, whoever owes you that amount of money, they're going to pay you in July. And for you, you're going to say it's about damn time.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay.
That's what the angel just showed me. From $100 to $300, and you will be paid in July.
Okay.
Okay, what else? Come on, angels.
I did a workshop, and someone owes me $100, so that's exactly right.
Okay, well, you'll be receiving it in July. Sorry, it's late coming, but you're going to get it. Yeah, your finances will make a turnaround this fall. And it looks like, Elizabeth, it's going to start in September. October, you're going to see it go up, almost like the stock market. Like, ooh, all of a sudden I got an extra $100 this pay period or extra $200. In November, you'll see it go down a little bit. I don't know if groceries increase, meds increase, or what. But it'll go down a little bit in November. I mean, the beginning of November, I see after Thanksgiving, there it goes up again. I'm seeing the stock market graph. Your finances are going back up again the beginning of December. And it stays up until Valentine's Day of 2019.
Okay.
And then it'll kind of start to go down again. I'm sorry, ma'am?
Is that like a significant amount?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is, because it's going up. But from December, it keeps going up until February 14th. So, yeah, you're going to do really good from December to February. Yeah, you have real good money. Now, it's not just from a job. It could be inheritance. It could be gambling. It could be money owed. But your money will increase significantly. Significantly, excuse me.
Perfect.
Yeah, so come February, now remember, I'm telling you, so remember this, by Valentine's Day, it'll start to decrease a little bit, so just watch that, you know, as far as not so much your spending, but what things cost, because like I say, when I saw it going up and down from October and then the beginning of November, it's just, like I said, it's because costs went up. So, you know, where maybe you had an extra $100, now you got to take 25 out the 100, because groceries went up another 25 bucks, like that.
Right.
That type of way.
That.
Okay. Yeah. So then, like I said, come December, it just goes up, and it doesn't stop until February. So you'll enjoy a good Thanksgiving. I'm sorry?
I was thinking about moving in February. January is my birthday. I was thinking about moving in February, so it makes sense that it might go down a bit then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Moving, yeah. all the cause for moving. Amen. Yeah, you're right about that. Okay, well, that's all I see the look going down. Not drastically now, but just a little bit to, like, for you to notice. That's
okay,
all the angel just wants you to notice.
The survival mode.
With your heart. With your heart and your love.
Okay.
That's how, you know, love yourself, forgive yourself, thank you, highest good, every day. Your heart. You got a golden heart. And I mean, I can see it too. I can feel it because it's real loving, very loving. So to get out of survival mode, you deserve better. And you need to start telling yourself that. You know, I deserve this ice cream. I deserve a raise. I deserve to go ride down to the beach. I deserve to act silly with my children. I deserve this. You're not giving yourself back. You're giving out, and that's okay to your love, the heart that you have to give out. But that same generosity, give it back to Elizabeth. I want you to make yourself happy and let yourself know that you deserve the very best that life has to hold. And you do. We all do. And remember this too, Elizabeth. You're a queen, okay? Remember that. You're the queen of your household. You don't need no peasants around you. Yeah,
wow.
So you deserve the good things. Just keep telling yourself, you know, when you get up, when you go to the store, if you're looking for a sale, I deserve a sale on this can of beans. You get to the store and like, oh my God, they're 10 for a dollar. I mean, or a dollar each, yeah, for 10 or whatever. But you know what I mean? Yeah,
yeah.
Say that. Yeah, say
right.
That. And tell yourself, you love you. Tell yourself every day, I love myself when I forgive myself. And keep, as a kid say, keep a stepping. You know, but deserve, and I'm telling everybody this, not just Elizabeth, you deserve to be spiritually and mentally and physically happy in your life. I'm not saying you got to go to church to be spiritual. You can be spiritual within your own being and how you treat people. Mentally, just know who you are, what you're about in your character. And the physical aspects, if it ain't in a man, you got a hand or go buy some toys. but you deserve the very best. I mean, we all have, you know, our little ups and downs and stuff like that, but still, even through that, our trials and tribulations, we still deserve the very best in our lives. So that's all, Elizabeth.
Thank
you for
that.
I want you to
tell
yourself that every day. Ma'am?
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You are welcome. All right, Miss Queen, you have a wonderful, blessed week, and God bless you here.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I love you. All right.
I love you, too.
Thank you for
Bye.
Calling. Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right, I think we got time for maybe a couple of more. Let's do this real quick. Area code 551, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is T.
Hi, T.A., girl. What's going on? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I'm in love talking to you, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I'm doing fine. Doing great. Yes, ma'am.
How was your Mother's Day?
No complaints. Mother's Day was very good. My youngest daughter took me to the Pacific Ocean, and we just had a ball. I went out there and stood in that water, baby, and just prayed and meditated for this world. For this world, not just me and my family, for the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just, it felt so good. I can't even explain how good it felt just to touch God. The water and the sun and pray for this world. Yeah, but anyway. So, yeah, it was good. Anyway, so what's going on?
Maybe you can help me. I'm really trying to sum up my life purpose and what I'm supposed to be doing. I go from music to medical to wanting to be a healer, but at the end of the day, I'm not making any moves. So, what is the divine, like, what am I supposed to be doing?
Why aren't you sticking to your music, T? That's your path and your journey. You're going to do good on that. In fact, you'll be traveling. I told you, go to California, come back. The people that you're going to be signing up and producing, that's your path, honey. You'll do good in that.
Where do you start in that? Because this is the thing. I just want to make sure I'm doing, because sometimes I'm highly intuitive. I'm spiritual, right? So,
okay.
I know I'm supposed to be I'm a healer. However, so I go to church and I'm just like, I don't know. It makes me go back and forth. Like, are you supposed to be doing ministry? Like, so my mind, like, I'm a visionary. So it's like instantly I can show you how to, like, I can look at a person and I can tell them about myself as soon as I can see your highest potential. So it's just like I can see a business out of anything. I can make money out of any of your ideas. So with me having that vision and being that visionary, any new thing that comes in my life, I could turn it into a money kind of situation. Easy. But I'm like, all right, make sure you're not doing it for the money and make sure you're doing it for passion, because, you know, when you get into those music kind of environments, I'm highly spiritual and I'm empath. I'm an empath. So it's just like I go in and I'm feeling the vibes. Like, you know, like it's music if I'm working with a particular person by myself, but having to interact in certain environments has a very low vibration.
Okay, but wait, now, you're a healer in music, you can do them both. Since you're very spiritual and you're in the church, have you thought about different young people coming up singing gospel music? They want to be heard, out there on the circuit?
That, you know, that's the third time I heard it today. I like the genre, but I don't, the fire that I feel in my stomach when I hear more of the hip-hop, I can't say it's the same kind of drive I have when I like it, I'll play it, but I can't say it's the same kind of feel that I get from listening to gospel genre. Like, it's cool, but only to a certain extent, you know?
So, do you enjoy gospel music more than secular, or secular more than gospel?
Secular more than gospel.
Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't you think people need healing in the music industry, no matter where they're at?
Yeah.
How do you know with your skills and your ability, even though you like the hip-hop or whatever, that you can't help those people? Look how many of them young folks and just one-hit wonders, because they didn't have anybody to guide them or even care about them, to be honest with you. They were just for the fast buck and used them, and now they're done. Yeah. But there's a healing that you could bring into that industry as you're helping people.
Where do you see me starting? Because I just really, like, Lannis, I really just, you know, I'm starting, I'm trying to, you know, do little YouTubes here and there, but I just don't feel like it's moving in a direction or as fast as I want, and I'm going to be fully honest, I'm not going to say I've been being given it 100% either, because it's just like, I just really don't know where to start. So if you can see something or you can give me some advice about where to start, because I just feel like, okay, time is going. And then once I don't see any results, I'll be like, all right, well, medical school then. You know, I'll jump back over.
Because you're scattering your resources, which is you. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You healer is done. You don't have to worry about that. That's within you. You asked for that when you came into this realm, and God gave you that.
Oh.
So the healer is going to be there regardless till the day you die. The music aspect, concentrate on that, because I see that as your path and your journey. So concentrate on it. And when I mean concentrate, T, I mean 150%. It's like when you want something really bad, you will put every effort, every iota in it to make sure that it's successful. And if it's not successful, you know what? Experience is a good teacher. Right?
But do you think I should go to the labels and just pop up, or
no, what you're gonna do, connect with the people in the industry, what you wanna do. You know, when you wanna go somewhere, you got to connect with people there already, right? So they can give you some pointers or whatever that you need to do to build your business. Huh?
Well, I've been reaching out through the social media. I've been trying, especially for this guy named Sean, and I've been trying, throwing it out there, no response. So I'm like, I mean, I know don't give up, but it's just like, do you know what a name that I could possibly, or a direction or a label or anything where, because I've been trying all of them.
Okay, what is it that you want to do? Because I'm getting ready to go off the air already. What is it that
A&R.
You really want to do? Is it the music field or just healing and that's it?
No, the A&R in the music.
Okay, so if you want, what is it that you want to do? Produce? Is that your calling? You want to produce people?
Have some roles and creating some, but actually looking for that talent and getting them signed.
Okay, so you're like the guys when they go searching for the athletes.
Yes.
What do they call those people? I can't even think of the name right now. They're what?
Scouts.
Scouts. There you are. You're a scout looking for talent. Thank you very much. Okay, so this is... That's it. I couldn't think of the word. The scout looking for... So what you need to do is... Angels, who does she need to contact? Come on, talk to me. Why am I saying... I don't know what ACA is. They're saying ACA. I don't know what that means. Okay, the angel said for you to contact big name people like JC or Timberland, write all these people letters and tell them what you want to do and that you're interested in doing an internship. Because the angels are saying this is your foot in the door. So for you as a learning, without going to school, you can learn on the job. But if they have an internship open, because what you're looking for, you're a person that wants to scout out new talent and bring it to the company. But the angels are saying for you to write all the head people, the people that have been successful in that field. And also, believe it or not, they just showed me LeBron James. They said for you to write LeBron James. Okay, to write LeBron James because they have foundations and tell him that this is what you want to do and he will invest money. Now, the angels are telling me this. I didn't bring up LeBron. The angels did. So I'm telling you, write him and tell him that you want to do that, you want to scout out talent in the musical field, and could he assist you, you know, invest in you to put the money, to get started.
Because I am a LeBron James fan, so I'm gonna do every avenue. Like I'm just, cause I don't know. I just feel stagnant. But thank you so much for that. I'm gonna write the letters now. I've been doing social media like Instagram, Facebook.
Okay, well, contact the big people. That's what the angels want you to do for you to get through. And don't forget to contact LeBron James. Write him. And tell him what you're going to do and would he invest in your company, you know,
okay,
what you're trying to do.
Letters.
Okay. All right, honey, I got to go. They're taking me off the air. I got 27 seconds. Thank you for calling and let me know how it goes to you, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay, love you. Thank you. Okay, everybody, I know I'm getting ready to go off the air, but I want to say thank you, everybody, for joining me today around the world on the phone or in the chat room before I took it down. I really appreciate you, and I love all of you very much. And for the people I told you I would pray for you, believe me, I got your name on the list, and I am going to pray for you.